Now, Germany and Austria have roundly condemned the new anti-Russia sanctions approved by the U.S. Senate, calling them unacceptable. In a joint statement, German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel and Austrian Chancellor Christian Kern said the sanctions aim to benefit the U.S. oil and gas sectors. The two politicians stressed that European countries cannot tolerate being threatened over their business deals with Moscow and warned that the sanctions could have a highly negative effect on U.S.-Europe relations. On Thursday, the U.S. Senate overwhelmingly approved a bill to slap new sanctions on Russia. If turned into law, they would fine enterprises that deal with Russian counterparts. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Vladimir Goldstein, who is a lecturer at Brown University, and he is joining us live now via Skype from Rhode Island. Mr. Goldstein, now we have the Europeans speaking up, and they're not too happy about these sanctions. What do you make of that?
Well, like they say, the devil is in the details, because, you know, I suspect when senators voted, they probably wanted to send the usual message to Russia, to sort of, you know, what they call to punish it, and to hoping it will play fine for the public, hoping it will work well for military-industrial complex. But among the sanctions, one particular set of sanctions is addressing oil and gas industry, in particular, the pipes which Russians are building into Europe, so-called Northern Stream. And this is very important for Russia-European relationship, because usually, traditionally, Russia sends its gas to Europe through Ukraine, and it was a big problem for everyone. At a certain moment, you know, Ukraine wouldn't agree for the price, and they would stop the gas, and then Europe will freeze. They didn't want to depend on Russia-Ukrainian relationship. So the ideas are being thrown to build, you know, around Ukraine. Of course, that means Russia will have direct economic relationship with Europe, and that's something which the United States doesn't like and want to prevent. Because one of the policies, consistent policies of United States, despite its sort of, you know, rhetoric of supporting NATO and supporting Europe, is somehow kind of to prevent this merging, this growth of Russia and Europe, and Russia and Germany in particular. So this desire to bring the pipes, to bring the stream between Russia and Germany, it was very important in the relationship between these countries, and it's something which United States doesn't like. So the sanctions are addressing this issue and want to prevent the continuous construction. The sanctions would penalize German companies which are involved in building this Northern Stream. So Germany said, if you're going to punish us, then we'll have to do something similar to you. And this is not the way to do that, to have a trade war. So these are too many players, too many interests. But what should be stressed is the United States has a consistent policy for the last 20 or 30 years, somehow to limit Russia's ability to sell its natural resources, so, and to keep Russia down and to keep Russia from getting its bridges and literally like these pipes with other countries. So that's the policy of isolation of Russia and weakening of Russia. So that's the situation.
Okay, Mr. Goldstein, we'll leave it at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time and to share your insight with us.